Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently on Laugh Again, I told how my friend Ed Landry was informed that he had serious acute leukemia and 2 months to live. Ed is funny. He couldn't help himself. I just got a haircut, he said. I could have saved some money. Ed told the doctor that when a long trip is over, he loves going home. Heaven was waiting. But he's human, too. Ed's family was scattered around the globe, and Christmas would be a lonely one. During 7 months of chemo, Ed and his wife Janet made his hospital room the place to be, filled with balloons, Bible verses, and loads of laughter. One day, Ed's sister Janice came to visit. She brought little candies called gummy organs and put them in a bowl. Doctors came in smiling just to get a liver or a kidney to munch on. Ed jokes, "I think when I was born, my parents saw me and thought they could do better, but when Janice was born, they realized it was best if they stopped." Ed asked one very somber nurse if he liked jokes. He said most emphatically, "No." Ed said, "I bet I can make you laugh." He said, "I doubt it." Ed told him about the guy who told his psychiatrist, "I think I'm a dog." "How long have you had this problem?" He said, "Since I was a puppy." The guy started to smile, then laughed out loud. Imagine a dying patient cheering the nurse. It was a teaching hospital, so each day as many as 15 interns, physicians, and students showed up to ask questions and stare at charts. Ed told them jokes and funny stories. Soon a doctor of Middle Eastern descent joined the pack. Dr. M was all business, no humor. After everyone laughed at a joke, he'd say, "Thank you, Mr. Landry," and they would leave. He became Ed's project. The next day, they found Ed sitting on his bed looking depressed. Dr. M asked, "What's wrong?" Ed said, "I had a disturbing dream." Dr. M urged him to tell it. The group leaned in. "I dreamed I died and went to heaven," Ed began. "St. Peter met me, and there were clocks of all sizes going at different speeds. Everyone on earth has a clock," St. Peter said. "If you tell a lie, the hands move." "Could I see Dr. A's clock?" Ed asked. The group smiled at Dr. A. "Her clock was spinning quite fast," said Ed. The group laughed. Ed asked if he could see Dr. M's clock. "Oh, that is a very special clock," said St. Peter. "I have it on my desk. I use it for a fan." Dr. M couldn't help it. He began to laugh. Ed heard the pack laughing all the way down the hall. That night, when the halls were quiet, Dr. M returned to Ed's room and sat down. "My father is missing in Pakistan," he began. "I'm leaving to try to locate him. Would you pray for me?" They talked for an hour about things that really matter. Ed prayed for him and never saw him again. "I was so glad I told him that silly story," says Ed, "because it brought him into my room that night." Thanks to cancer, Ed and his wife Janet talked to so many people about Jesus, and they celebrated Christmas with their kids. And he's still with us, Ed is, still making people laugh 23 years later. Charles Spurgeon said of Christians, "We all grumble enough and groan enough, but very few of us rejoice enough." This is the great old Saint Charles Spurgeon. He goes on to say, "Humor opens the hearts and minds of many when I talk to them." Ed Landry has seen that happen many, many times. Spurgeon goes on to say, "Joy is particularly contagious when we are struggling. Our attitude in adversity speaks loudly in this culture." Amen. May we too be known for our joy. Now, go make someone's day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.